You're listening to Christian Audio's production of The Truth About Angels and Demons by Tony Evans. This book is read by Myron Willis. This audio recording was produced in 2012 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Moody Publishers. Originally published by Moody Publishers in English as The Truth About Angels and Demons, copyrights 2005 by Anthony T. Evans, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Chapter 1. The Origin of Angels and Demons. There is a story that's told of John McGraw, a tough character who managed the New York Giants baseball team back in the 1910s to 1930s. McGraw ran his ball club like a dictatorship. His nickname, in fact, was Little Napoleon. He didn't tolerate backtalk, and woe to the player who made a mistake like missing a sign. McGraw inspired fear and respect in his players. One day, John McGraw's wife was sitting in the stands during a game and wanted to relay a message to her husband. She started gesturing toward one of the players, waving at him to come over to her, but he didn't see her and walked away. Mrs. McGraw waved some more, but to no avail. After the game, Mrs. McGraw saw the player and said to him in mild exasperation, "Didn't you see me waving to you? I was trying to get your attention." "Good grief, Mrs. Mack," the player said as he turned pale. "Don't tell me you're giving signs, too."